This is a really interesting report, and I want to preface it by talking a little bit about a Larry Wilmore skit on The Nightly Show last week, and it showed how Fox News can take a falsehood. In the sketch, it's a poll that shows 58% of Americans believe that cop killings are on the rise, when statistics actually show that they're falling. They give it a title, The War on Police. They repeat the meme over and over and over, so everybody says War on Police. Then they have a couple of talking heads connect it to something else, in this case, the Black Lives Matter movement, and finally show Ted Cruz and Scott Walker blaming the rise in violence against cops on President Barack Obama. That's the way they do it. It's Larry Wilmore calls it magic. It's brilliant the way they do it. And at the same time, this report is released by the Rocky Mountain High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area. Big title. And the report is on the effects of marijuana use in Colorado since legalization. And basically, HIDTA, H-I-D-T-A, we use the an acronym, it assists law enforcement agencies in major drug trafficking regions. And I guess they think that the Rocky Mountain region is one of those. And their main thrust is about methamphetamine. But this report is 169 pages of how awful marijuana legalization has been. There's not one good thing to say about it in the whole 169 pages. So my guess is that one of the other goals of this particular government agency is to make sure that it keeps its funding by keeping marijuana illegal, because it's causing so many problems. They even say in the report that the report will cite data sets with terms such as marijuana-related or tested positive for marijuana. That does not necessarily imply that marijuana was the cause of the incident, but they do exactly that. I don't even have time in my column to go through all of the problems that are in it. One of them is a fable about a stone driver who hit two police vehicles in January 2014, 10 days after legalization. The police promoted it as a marijuana-related accident. It wasn't until several months later, when the guy went to trial, that they found out he was four times over the legal limit for alcohol. So that was the cause of the accident. In the report, it says it was later discovered the driver also tested for a high alcohol content. The false premise is there. Legalization has created a public health disaster. The next thing that happens is that websites like that of Dr. Christian Thurstone, he's the medical director of a youth substance abuse treatment clinic at CU Denver, legal marijuana's impact on Colorado troubling. Smart Approaches to Marijuana, the national organization that opposes legalization, chimed in with marijuana commercialization failing in Colorado. Smart Colorado, the local branch of SAM, says new research raises troubling questions about marijuana commercialization in Colorado and its effects on young people.
So you're seeing this information that's being put forward by this group then being echoed in media, essentially.
Exactly. This is the way it works, just like the Larry Wilmore theory says.
Tell us a little bit more about that organization that released that report.
They're a national organization, and again, they're supposed to help other agencies in curbing drug use,
so,
and especially drug trafficking.
They're a federal organization.
They're a federal organization. This is the Rocky Mountain branch of that. So all we need to prove the Larry Wilmore theory is a presidential candidate to blame it on something else. And sure enough, Carly Fiorina last week, when I was watching the debate, she says, I think the legalization of marijuana is a very bad idea. I think it's misleading to young people in particular when we tell them smoking pot is like drinking a beer. It is not. So I'm guessing that probably 25 to 50 million cannabis users in the United States probably would disagree with that it's different than having a beer. But I found this in a Politico analysis of the debate. It says, Fiorina knows she is riding high. She skipped the post-debate spin room on Wednesday night. Instead, she and top advisors decamped to their hotel, where they popped a late-night bottle of champagne in a third-floor room to celebrate.
This goes back to a previous column that you've written around attitudes towards alcohol in one camp and people who think that's okay versus their attitudes towards marijuana, and alcohol and marijuana being perceived as totally different things.
Yes, overdoses of alcohol actually do create serious problems and deaths. But the only thing left is to blame kids' marijuana use on Obama, and I'm sure that's going to come real soon.
You can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly, and you can catch Leland here Thursday mornings. Thanks, Leland.